why don't you just give us a little background about how this came about?
Well, over the last few years that I've been working here in the South Peninsula area, since I've been providing addiction medicine services, mostly treatment for people who are having problems with addiction to opiates, and then folks have been coming to me with concerns that are related to that. So one of the concerns is infections related to dirty needle use. And so a few folks came to me with concerns with that. Some of the folks from family planning, you know, seeing increased rates of hepatitis there related to IV drug use. Some of the local physicians seeing increased rates of skin infections from injection drug use. And some of my patients, you know, mentioning to me that they had trouble finding a source of reliable source to buy clean needles in the Southern Peninsula.
Tell us where it is and what it's going to be like.
This is a pilot program, meaning we have a limited amount of funding. We got a small grant. And so we use that money to purchase supplies for the needle exchange. And we are planning on being open for services on every other Tuesday starting the 21st. So after the 21st, the next Tuesday would be July 5th. And then every other Tuesday after that until we run out of supplies. So it may be 3 or 4 weeks. It may be longer than that, depending on how many people we come that are interested. And once we have used all of our supplies, we will need to kind of put all our numbers together and see how many people need services in the area and give us a better idea as far as applying for further grant fundraising and things like that in the future to hopefully keep the program growing in the long term.
And how much was the grant and where was that from?
It was $1,000 from the Awesome Foundation here in Homer.
So this is at a building that's owned by the hospital.
Yes. So the hospital board allowed us to use the training room that belongs to the hospital. So it's on Pioneer Street. It's in the back of the building that has home health and the surgical services center on Pioneer. And that center, the training center, is a room that's often used for community classes like CPR classes and things. It's a nice open space. Although the hospital is not directly running or sponsoring this event, they have allowed us to utilize their space, which is really nice.
You showed me these kind of bags or kits that mm-hmm. people will receive. Can you describe those and mm-hmm. tell us about what's in them?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when people think of syringe exchange, they think of people, you bring in a dirty needle and you get a clean needle back. But it's not just the needles. When you're talking about safer injection practices, there's a lot that goes into that. So a clean needle is probably the most important thing of those, but also things like alcohol wipes to clean the skin, clean cotton filters to filter out the impurities in solids and the drugs, things like little Band-Aids.
So if someone wanted to come and they had some dirty needles and they wanted to exchange them, what's the process? What do they do? Mm-hmm.
So people can bring in as many dirty needles as they would like to dispose of. It's always safer to keep dirty needles in a puncture-proof container, so something like a soda pop container or a laundry detergent container, a bleach container, something that has a top that screws on tight and is hard plastic that a needle can't poke through. And we will also be distributing small sharps containers for people to take home and use those. So we encourage people to bring in their needles in a puncture-proof container, and then we have a large trash bin-sized sharps container that they can throw those into. Or if they do have their needles loose, they can just throw them into the sharps container, and then we'll dispose of them appropriately.
And each person who comes in will receive one of these kits?
Yeah, so the people can dispose of as many needles as they want to, or even if they don't bring in any needles to dispose of, we can still provide them with clean needles. The number of clean needles that each person can get depends on how many we have, you know, how much supply that we have available. We're hoping that we should be able to give people about 20 each time they come in, just depending on how long our supplies last.
Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me in.